You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We've had this gentleman on the show before. He was here talking to us about a very special association that if we have a time, we'll get an update on how that's all going. But he was a cool dude and doing some neat stuff here. And so it was fun to have him back. Looking forward to the conversation.
And I think it's one of our favorite topics, food.
Food.
We're talking about food. I like food. To eat.
And it's good food. Mm-hmm. So let's welcome back Tony Harrison. He's the owner of Cousins Maine Lobster of Atlanta. Tony, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
The pleasure is always ours, Tony. I assure you, I appreciate you making time. I know you're often busy this time of year, so grateful for you to swing by. Remind our audience a bit about what you're all about.
Yeah, we started two food trucks, Cousins Maine Lobster, here in Atlanta about 4 years ago. And it's been an incredible ride so far, a great 4 years. Our business continues to grow with the food trucks. And most recently, about 3 weeks ago, we launched the second Cousins Maine Lobster restaurant in the nation. And that's off to a fantastic start as well. So, you know, I am very busy these days, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, outstanding.
That's cool. Well, since it's new, tell us a little bit more about the restaurant. Where is it? When's it open? All that.
Yeah, so we're located in Lenox Mall, not in the food court, but up near the front. And we do keep mall hours. So basically 11 to 9 every day, except Sunday, and that's 11 to 7. And a lot of folks may be familiar with our food truck menu, but now we've got some additional items in the restaurant that we don't carry on the truck.
And is it more of a sit-down restaurant or is it more of a food court type restaurant or how's
fast
it set
casual
up?
Yeah, kind of in between, if you will. It's,
okay.
You know, we're not in the food court. We are a standalone restaurant and we have very limited seating, kind of more bar seating inside, but right outside in the mall. The mall is given a seating. So we've got seating for about almost 40 people.
Okay. So more of like, I'm thinking now more like Krog Street Market.
Yes. Very similar to Krog Street Market. So, right. You go in, you place your order, and then our folks bring it out to you. But very similar to a Krog Street.
All right. So, but this, your involvement with Cousins all started with these food trucks. So remind the audience a bit about how that all started.
Yeah. So Cousins really got their start in about 2012. They launched a food truck in L.A., and shortly thereafter had the good fortune to go on Shark Tank. And Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank is our investor, and she remains passionate and very involved in the business. And so, again, it started with the one truck in L.A. Now there's almost 30 trucks in about 20 different cities nationwide. And as I mentioned earlier, we're expanding into a brick and mortar now. And there's about 8 to 10 restaurants scheduled to open in 2018.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? It's kind of the reverse of what you think of. You think of, you know, brick and mortar starting it and then the company either going online or going to the food truck or that they evolve from there. And the world's really changed.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, interestingly enough, they're also growing in food trucks as well. In fact, we've opened, I think, 6 food truck markets this year as well. So it's not just brick and mortar. We're still growing.
So Barbara's got to be happy about that.
She is. She says it's the best investment she's made since she's been on Shark Tank. So we're really pleased about that.
I love following her. I follow her on Twitter. She has just, if anyone not following her, she's got phenomenal tweets.
She does.
Inspirational.
I'm thinking about what you were saying, though, Carol, to me, it makes more sense to test the model, test the idea, test the product, the food truck. And then if people start following you around because they want to find you and get your eats, well, then I think that proves that bricks and mortar can work.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
What's been the transition like? Because it's a different process.
It really is a different process. You know, in some cases, you can make the argument that, you know, the food trucks are more expensive, more costly to get started. I know that sounds weird, but it really just depends on the location. I think the biggest transition for us is 7 days a week, you're open.
Mm.
That's challenging from a hiring standpoint, staffing standpoint. And it's just hard to prepare for. We've been very fortunate so far, and we have a great team and really haven't had any issues. But, you know, again, staffing 7 days a week versus, you know, the food trucks that are hit or miss and weather, you know, it's just a different animal, but it's been great.
So tell us, how did you get started with Cousins Maine Lobster and getting into the food truck? I mean, what made you have an aha that this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah, that's a great question, Caroline, and it's complete insanity. I had recently sold another, I don't know, my background is I spent about 20 years with Procter & Gamble, mainly on the sales and marketing and a brief stint in operations. So, you know, I got into, you know, got bit by the entrepreneurial bug and have owned a few different companies. And I had recently sold a company, but was sitting there watching Shark Tank, mm-hmm. a taped episode with my family, and this Cousins Maine Lobster came on. And I wasn't even thinking about it from a business standpoint. I'm a lifelong lobster lover. And so I told my daughter, I said, hey, let's pause this, go on your iPad. We're going to find this truck. We're going to get lobster today. And we quickly found out that the only truck was in LA. And I just, yeah. you know.
2,000 miles away.
Yeah, thought that was crazy. And so, you know, I called out there. And, you know, and they said, no, we're only in LA, but, you know, hey, we're thinking about franchising. And I just kind of said, you know, didn't even think much about it. And a few weeks later, you know, I started thinking about it. And then I called back out. And within 2 weeks, I was flying out to LA to meet with the Cousins. And, you know, kind of the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is a great story. So, all right. Well, Tony, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there. I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right, we're back with Tony Harrison of Cousins Maine Lobster of Atlanta.
We've talked a lot about the trucks and the business. Let's talk about food.
All right.
What do you serve? Tell me the menu.
Well, we are known for our lobster rolls, and we serve two different kinds. The main roll, the traditional roll, is served chilled on a split top bun that we also get from Maine. It's buttered on both sides, and then a little bit of mayo sprinkled in on the roll. And our most popular item is the Connecticut roll, and that's served warm, sautéed in butter, and then a little lemon butter drizzled on top, and it's just perfection. You know, our philosophy is, it's lobster, don't mess it up, right? So we don't want to put a bunch of ingredients on there, but those are, you know, our two biggest sellers and what we're known for. And recently, with the growth of the restaurant, we've kind of upped the menu, and we do have some new items that we're not selling on the truck.
Oh, what are those?
So we have a lobster grilled cheese sandwich that has been extremely popular so far.
Really good. Okay.
And we also have a lobster BLT. We have a harvest salad that we can serve with lobster or with chicken, and it's phenomenal. It's really, it looks like a work of art. Just so happens my wife, I know this is crazy, but my wife's a vegetarian. So when she saw the harvest salad, she just went crazy. And something that's really unique, certainly unique to the Atlanta area, is we serve fried whole belly clams. And that's arguably been the most popular new item just because it's so unique. Nobody else is really doing it. But it's a, you know, it's a little bit challenging to make. So now we're only offering it at night because it just takes a little bit
of a So those are only at night and only in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Know where I've got to go now.
Mm-hmm. Come on down.
I can't figure out what lobster lover I know that I'm going to take with me.
It is dangerous to do these sessions before the lunch hour. Right. Goodness gracious. But you're not just doing the food trucks and the bricks and mortar restaurants. I mean, you do other events too, right? Walk us through some of those kinds of things.
Yeah, we do probably 700-800 events a year. You know, with a combination of going to office parks, private events, weddings, caterings, birthday parties.
Community grand openings.
Yes, community grand openings. We do a lot with realtors. Realtors, absolutely. But then we also do some of the big events, some of the big festivals and, you know, 4th of July events, the big summer concert series, all of those. And we do it all over Metro Atlanta.
The usual big events and festivals where you would see a collection of trucks is you're participating in those. But you work with realtors and you do private events. So how do you make that happen?
Usually those folks reach out to us and we agree on a menu and pricing and, you know, the time. But it's pretty easy to book as long as we have availability. And so typically, you know, we like to have a few months lead time.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask, how far in advance?
Yeah. I mean, I literally have events booked for 2019 and have had, you know, for a while. So we're not always that far out. It just depends on the day of the week and whether it's lunch or dinner right. or weekends. But yeah, it's been good.
All right. So, gosh, before we go, though, I imagine this is just an exorbitant price and you can't afford any of this, right? Because it is lobster, after all.
We do get that a lot. And obviously, lobster is incredibly expensive. But I think that's been kind of the secret of our success. And what we've been able to do is bring lobster to the masses, if you will. We have the best prices by far of anybody in Metro Atlanta. You know, you think about lobster rolls and, you know, the nice upscale restaurants, and typically a lobster roll is going to cost you $28 to $35. And, you know, and we sell it for $17.50. And not only is it the best price, but we literally have the best lobster, the best Maine lobster you can find. Voted number one, by the way, at the International Seafood Show in Brussels. So we're extremely proud of our product, but, you know, our goal was to kind of bring that Maine experience to Atlanta and all over the country.
You know, and me thinks that's why you're booked well into 2019 is because of the quality product and the fact that it is reasonably priced for what you are getting. And any further expansion plans in Atlanta?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we do. And I don't know if I could even throw this out, but we are in discussions. You mentioned Croc Street earlier, and there's a new food hall going into Marietta, and we are pretty optimistic that we're going to be a part of that new.
Okay.
Glad to have you back. And you have to bring samples that time.
Yes.
So excited to see that there's growth happening, not just here, but probably for the whole organization.
All over the country, yeah.
So we are about out of time, but I do want to take a quick second. We had you on the show not too long ago. Tell us about a food truck association in development here in Georgia. I was just curious how that's all unfolding.
Yeah, it's going really well. Again, we're about a year old. It's the Food Truck Association of Georgia, and we've got about 50, 60 members at any given time. And our key focus is trying to make Georgia, and specifically the Atlanta metro area, more food truck friendly. So we're involved in, you know, a lot of the lobbying to try and help change some of the regulations. We're also actively seeking new locations for our members to vend, and also trying to provide training. So we're always looking for key resources who can come in and educate our members. But it's been a great year and change for us and our membership. And we've got a lot of great things. We just partnered with Coca-Cola. We're the official food truck association for Coca-Cola. You know, again, a lot of other good stuff coming down the pipe.
Well, that's a reputable partner.
Yeah, sure. So, I'm thinking Coke, you know, maybe a Coke drink and lobster would go very well together.
Absolutely.
I think it would.
That's
No, the conversation about the association was interesting. I mean, it's, and you mentioned this at the very top of today's show, that it's surprisingly more expensive to launch a food truck than it is a bricks and mortar place for a lot of reasons. And that was what was so fascinating. A lot of complicated reasons, which is why association is necessary to kind of help fight those battles for all these food truck owners. Great stuff. All right. Well, Tony, before I let you go, should anyone need to contact you about anything and learn more about Cousins Maine Lobster of Atlanta, or to book you into 2020, I guess now is what we have to do. So where do they go?
Go to CousinsMainLobster.com. And just click locations and Atlanta will pop up and all of my contact information is there. And the phone number is 770-212-2117.
All right.
Best place to reach me.
Tony Harrison, the owner of Cousins Maine Lobster of Atlanta. Tony, as always, sir, it's good to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, and myself, Todd Schneck, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.